The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
For many years, some researchers believe the extinction of dinosaurs was caused by a surge in volcanic activity. Others believed it was an asteroid that did for the dinosaurs. But now the 66-million-year-old murder mystery has finally been solved. A group of researchers have unpicked the mystery by modelling the ecological effects of the different possibilities. And to tell us about it, I'm joined by a member of that research team, Professor Peter Allison, Professor of Earth Sciences at the Imperial College in London. Peter, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, there was some sort of scientific, academic division, some people believing that volcanic activity did it and others believing the asteroid, a giant asteroid the size of Mount Everest, hitting the Earth at great speed did for the dinosaurs. What did you discover?
Okay, so the whole story about this goes back to, it's 40 years this year since the first paper was published that suggested that it was an asteroid. And so there's been this discussion about whether it was these massive eruptions in India or whether it was an asteroid impact. And so there's been a bit of an argument about that. And what we did is we had these really cool digital models of what the world looked like, where all of the continents were, where all of the mountains were. We had all of these fantastic digital models, which we got from some industrial partners. And then what we did is we did some climate modeling to work out what the climate was like in the Cretaceous before the impact. And then what we did is we worked out what sort of climatic environment the dinosaurs liked to live in. The next stage was then to see what impact these two extinction mechanisms might have had on the climate and dinosaur habitat. So when we looked at the impact of volcanism, we found that this 30,000 years or so of volcanism gradually made the world a little bit warmer, but it was a process that took a long time. And it may have been, depending upon what scenario you looked at, it may have been a little bit worse for dinosaurs, it may have been okay. But when you compare that with the meteorite impact, what the asteroid did is the asteroid hit the Earth in exactly the worst place possible. So it hit the Earth just at a place just in Mexico on the Yucatan Peninsula. It was a 10-kilometer wide lump of rock that hit the Earth, produced this massive crater. But at the point of impact, there was lots of sedimentary rocks, and these sedimentary rocks had sulfates in them. These are sort of minerals which formed in shallow seas when the water starts to evaporate a bit. So there were these vast amount of sulfate rocks, and when these got pulverized by the asteroid impact, they went into the air, and this contributed to this massive cooling episode. So the world got really, really cool. So when we looked at these climate simulations, we found that the asteroid impact it's the climate change that follows the asteroid impact that is the real kill mechanism. And it was an unambiguous kill mechanism as well. Whereas the reality is that we find that the climatic perturbation as a result of all of the eruptions in India made, if anything, it stopped the asteroid impact from being, the effects of the asteroid impact from being even worse, which was a really surprising finding. So we find that these eruptions in India were a mitigating factor and probably stopped the extinction from being even worse.
So the dinosaurs died of the cold, basically.
Well, it got really cold. And so essentially you had a nuclear winter scenario. I mean, so when this asteroid hit, I mean, the physics of an asteroid impact like this are really wild. I mean, because you can, it's a big lump of rock. So when it hits the Earth, bang, it produces this huge perturbation as it goes in. But the surface of the Earth at the point of impact is hotter than the surface of the sun, right? So you can imagine this huge crater. So the rock that gets hit, there's this vast amount of it is just vaporized and thrown into the high atmosphere. And that's what causes all the problems. And so that just shuts down photosynthesis. And so you just find there'll be lots of plants on the land surface will have just died out in the years followed. Yeah. And it will just take a while for it, but the ecosystems to establish, to reestablish themselves. And so you just flatten out the primary productivity, all of the plants, and then everything else just dies up and follows.
So they, it got too cold for them and they had no food. And that was the end
it's
of them.
Cold, and it's not just cold, it actually blocks the light out as well.
Yeah. So Peter, is the argument over now? Have you won the 40-year argument?
I'd like to think so. But I guess I think what's really cool about being a geologist and about looking at deep time, you know, it's a murder mystery. You're trying to find out what did it 65 million years ago, right? So, you know, it's the ultimate cold case. And so I'd like to think it's been nailed. But there's always a possibility that somebody else is going to find something radically new that we haven't spotted. That's always possible. I think it's getting less and less likely that that's going to happen. But in 10 or 15 years' time, you'd never know. But I think there's been a bunch of things that's happened in the last 12 months, really, that's really supported this case. And we're one of four really important papers that have heavily supported the asteroid impact idea. There's just been a lot of evidence coming in a really short period of time. So I think it's nailed. But
you think it's nailed, but we can never be sure. As we say on this program, science never sleeps. Professor Peter Allison, Professor of Earth Sciences at Imperial College in London, thank you very much.